When you're keen on fishing,
whoa, got one.
There's nothing better than having a friend in the know. It's the real fishing spot on the wave with Jai Sheridan.
And that friend is Jai Sheridan, joins me in the studio every Friday to talk fishing. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. How about yourself?
Good. Ted excited about the weather this weekend?
Oh, over the moon, mate.
Yeah?
Can't wait.
Good stuff, mate. We're going to talk about the latest gadget from Tuckey's Tackle. They are open all weekend. Of course, this information will be on our website at 917thewave.com.au and on Facebook as well. So let's start off where we start off at the beginning, land-based. What's happening?
So the guys land-based off the estuary end of the cut have still continued to get a lot of tailor. Not that many big ones, so make sure you keep an eye on the size of them. Inside the cut, there's been King George whiting, herring, and also some salmon trout caught. The northern rock walls of the cut at dusk has been the prime spot to get the squid.
Right.
I've been getting anywhere from four or five a session kind of thing per night. In the Mandurah Channel, around the sand flats, there's been nice yellowfin whiting caught along with a few sand whiting. And under the bridges, there's been herring and some nice salmon trout caught. People waiting in the estuary flats are still finding good numbers of whiting.
Yep.
This weekend's not the best for it, but when you get that warm weather, the fish have been really on, particularly on the surface lures.
Yeah, it could be a bit stormy this weekend.
A little bit, but that's okay.
Yep.
Down the beaches, there's been some nice-sized tailor getting caught along the San Remo stretch, along with the occasional medium-sized mullet. They've been a little bit hit and miss. And the San Remo to Secret Harbour stretch has also had some really nice-sized yellowfin whiting getting caught early. So.
Yep.
Dawn, sort of best time to get them.
Okay.
The crabs, still a little bit hit and miss. This warm day today would have been a big help, but we need a few more warm days to get consistent numbers. Drop netting is the best, whether you're land based or in the boat. Dawn and dusk is still your best times to have a go at it.
Yep.
Make sure you've got your gauges. The crabs are still that little bit under. For the crays, finally a bit of a pickup this week.
Yeah.
The potters are finding some really good numbers out the back of the five off Mandurah, with most people bagging out. And the divers are still reporting the ledges are loaded with crays. So even if your pots aren't filling up, there's still time to go. The crays are there.
Yep.
For the boaties, the demersal season is reopening this Sunday, the 16th.
Right.
Be careful, as the rules state 15th to the 15th, but that is inclusive of Saturday the 15th. So you can only go fishing from Sunday onwards.
Okay.
So as we still can't go fishing in the last week, there's been some nice tailor getting caught trolling in the estuary, and also the odd sand whiting and King George being caught in that 10 to 20 metre mark.
Beautiful. All right. Plenty to consider there. Zip Baits Lipple 45F is the latest gadget, mate. What's that?
This is a pretty cool one. So it's a new whiting lure. It's a slightly subsurface lure, so it dives about half a metre under the water.
Right.
Perfect for fishing sand flats for whiting. Also is a really good lure around weed beds when you're targeting bream around flats and that. It's a couple of cool colours, really natural prawn and clear colours.
Yep.
So perfect for those days where the fish aren't quite hitting surface and just want to commit that little bit deeper lure.
Okay, Zip Baits Lipple 45F available at Tuckey's Tackle, course open all weekend, mate. Happy fishing, get into it.
You have a nice weekend.
Good on you, mate. There we go, Jai Sheridan, the real fishing spots, 917 The Wave.